Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse says Ukraine is not happy about the latest developments.
Many Ukrainians are wondering, well, where from here? Because if you look at that, if you look at a successful American prisoner exchange with Russia, you wonder, well, what has Moscow been promised here? And now we have this apparent phone call between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
The president said he later spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but he was noncommittal about whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in peace negotiations. A federal judge has cleared the way for President Trump's plan to downsize the federal workforce with deferred resignation programs. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. on Wednesday found a group of labor unions didn't have legal standing to challenge the program, commonly described as a buyout. Trump wants to use financial incentives to encourage government employees to quit. The Senate has confirmed Tulsi Gabbard as the next director of national intelligence. Senator Charles Grassley says he expects transparency and cooperation from the intelligence community.
Based on my conversation, I expect Tulsi Gabbard, along with CIA Director Ratcliffe, will ensure that the intelligence community will be forthcoming and fully responsible to Congress as we in Congress exercise our constitutional responsibility.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points, the Nasdaq rose 6. This is SRN News. A battle over so-called conversion therapy in Missouri.
Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit against Kansas City and Jefferson County on behalf of several Christian counselors. Both entities have passed laws barring mental health professionals from helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle and transgenderism. ADF spokesman Brian Niehart says, quote, "The First Amendment protects every American's freedom to speak and listen. These are some of the most fundamental elements that go into counseling." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says that the Swiss-based IOC allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. The Russian-led boxing body cites an executive order on transgender athletes issued by President Trump. This is SRN News. Wall Street ended mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling after reports of inflation worsening. We hear more on today's market activity from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after a report said that inflation is unexpectedly worsening for Americans. The S&P 500 dropped 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 225 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite wound up little changed. Stocks pared their losses throughout the day as the price of crude oil eased. Treasury yields rose sharply in the bond market. That came after the government reported an unexpected increase in inflation last month. The pickup in inflation reinforced a growing view that the Federal Reserve may not be able to cut interest rates at all this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.